T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I did 605 push-ups yesterday. Pretty good, right? What do you say? Michael, could you give me 600 right now? It's good to be back, man. I miss the game. I tell you what I miss, helping folks. I miss making a difference with this amazing community. Get Marty has... We've done some things that I've never imagined. Michael, could you come here real quick? Come here. I got to get his perspective because he's a young guy. He's new to this. Real quick. So, needless to say, Michael was familiar with my name, but really not that familiar with Get Marty, right?
Right.
To be honest, right?
Right, yeah.
You sit here every day and you watch these folks do crazy things to help. You're kind of blown away by it.
I love it. You help a lot of people. It's really cool. It's really cool. And there are a lot of stories out there that may not get the spotlight,
yeah.
But you kind of, you know, bring it out there and you really help. I think it's great.
It's amazing. You got to be blown away when complete strangers say, yeah, I'll do it,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the people. Like, we have Ken Cucaro on the line right now. And I just think he's like, yeah, sure. What do you need? You know? And there are so many guys like that you know.
And what it does is... it disproves the premise that people don't give a damn, because they do, don't they?
Right.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Michael.
Yep.
I wanted to snag Michael because he's a young guy. Look, man, the young folks aren't necessarily connected with me or Get Marty, and I get that. But he sits here every day and he helps me with this process, and it's kind of magnificent to watch. Tanya Todd's issue is bigger than I'd seen in a while because it's so difficult to fix. Man. When I went into her basement on Race Street in Homewood, I almost got sick. I got to tell you, I had boots on, and I was above my ankles in a human waste, quite frankly, raw sewage. And my dear friend Tanya had been living in a house with us in the basement for 4 years. This wonderful woman, and I mean it, she's wonderful, ma'am. I just love her. She hadn't had hot water in 4 years, ma'am. Had raw sewage in her basement for 4 years. When she flushed the toilet, she had to try and pump the raw sewage into the street for 4 years, man. State wouldn't fix it. Federal government wouldn't fix it. Politicians wouldn't fix it. It was hell for her. I got to snag her. Then I got to grab the guy who stepped in like Superman and fixed it. Good morning, my dear. How are you?
Oh, fine. Fine and you, Marty. So good to hear your voice.
Well, my dear, the things that we take for granted, like a hot shower, you certainly didn't take for granted for 4 years, did you?
No. Family and friends would open up their doors and bathtubs and showers to me.
And you had to haul water to the point where it injured you if you wanted hot water. You had to heat it up yourself, right?
Yes. Yes, I heated up to even try and clean up downstairs to the best of my ability. And after a while, it just got so overwhelming and physically harder and harder to do.
And let's be honest, my dear. You had to try as a last resort to pump the raw sewage from your house into the street. And you got punished for that. You got attacked for that. Tell us what happened.
Yes, people called the health department on me. People broke threw rocks in my windows, broke out my dining room windows. I cut my car in the back. They would slash my tires or put nails, bricks underneath. So when I drive out, they would cut the hose or run over the hose so, you know, it wouldn't pump out. And it was a choice of self-preservation. I didn't want to pump it out, but I couldn't leave it, you know, stay under that type of environment and breathe and live in that type of environment.
Well, it was hell.
So, very much so. Yes, it was.
So in steps my man, our hero, Ken Kukoro.
Yes, he's a dear, yes, God sent me.
He did, right?
Yes, he did. I don't know to what extent he did, but I can. Sewer's clear, basement is all cleaned out, and I can flush the water. No more pumping.
Wow.
Cleaned up the pump and put it away.
Wow. Hey, Tanya, no one would help you. No one, right?
No. There were attempts made, you know, by state rep's office and then Senator Costa, but the main two, nothing. I've heard nothing from the mayor.
Nothing
from city council.
Nothing.
Which were the ones who could really do the most.
That's right.
And that really says a lot.
It does.
Not responding. They're not communicating. They're not being present. Really says a lot.
The mayor's office, knowing that you lived in filth and waste, never reached out to you. Not once, did they?
No, not once. We've had town hall meetings. We've had meetings here, and no response at all. Very disappointing.
You know, stepped up my man, Ken Kukoro. Good morning, Ken. How are you, brother?
Good morning, Marty. How you doing, brother?
I love you, man. I love you in the best way known to man. You are truly, and it might sound cliche, but you're an American hero to me, man. What you did, no one else would do. Tell our listeners what you had to do with this house, Ken.
Oh, boy. We had to dig a big old hole in the back there, fix the sewer. As we're digging the hole was caving in. It was one of my nightmare jobs, but I'm so happy at the end of the day that Tanya has what she needs for herself. And she's not in those unsanitary conditions. I mean, I was amazed when I walked in her with you.
Hey, my man.
Somebody had us.
Honestly, it took nearly a month, did it not? Or at least 3 weeks?
Yeah, it was 3 weeks to a month. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Man, it was a nightmare. It just kept getting worse.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. But she's all good now. She got a new sewer, new water line, new water heater. Her basement's all cleaned out, sanitized.
Wow.
So she can go on with her happy life.
You're amazing, man. I cannot. I don't think anyone can wrap their arms around what you did. Because let me put it in dollar figures. Is it safe to say this was a $100,000 job, sir?
Nah, I wouldn't say 100, but I would, you know, if we bid a job like this, you're probably up into 50, 60, 70,000.
That you did for nothing. Right?
I had help. We had other people, yes, sir. We had other people, you know, chip in.
You're amazing,
the stone,
man.
The dumpsters, all that.
It's true, man. People do step up. And why do you do this, man? Why is this important to you?
Well, number one, it's my neighborhood. That's where my shop is.
Right.
Number two, I just cannot see, a human being, no matter what your age is, living in those conditions. It's just, it was unheard of. When I walked in, I was like, holy cow,
me too, man.
Living in here?
Me too, man. When I was with you, we went down in there, I was like, damn. It's hard to imagine.
Yep.
In America, brother.
In America.
It was third world kind of stuff.
Like that in third world countries.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Hey, my man, I will see you out there later today, all right?
All right, Marty. Thank you for what you do.
Tanya, we're going to stop by later today. We're going to take a tour, all right, my dear?
All right. That sounds good to me, Marty. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Marty, for putting this word out.
Absolutely. We love you. I love them both, man. That's what this town's about. Guys like Ken Kukoro, amazing women like Tanya, and folks who admire and respect the hell out of the fact that we make a difference. So Get Marty's about. If you need me, email me, getmarty@kdkradio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.